Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. First, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and are looking forward to 2023. As this year winds down, I've been looking back at my reading habits, and for the first time, I think I listened to more audiobooks than I actually read physical or ebooks. I like to multitask, and audiobooks allow me to read while doing housework or exercising or driving or just sitting around when I don't want to do anything else. Of course, nothing beats cozying up on the couch with a hardback or paperback and a cup of coffee or tea, but I think listening to a good story is fun too. A friend of mine actually knits while she listens to audiobooks. Today, I'm going to recap a few of what I think are the best audiobooks from this past year. What makes them good, of course, is the story. But the narrator comes a close second, and production makes a difference too. Some producers add music in strategic spots. Some add sound effects. Music is usually a plus. Sometimes the sound effects, though, can be jarring, especially if you're driving along enthralled in the story and suddenly hear a gunshot or a door slam. That happens a lot in David Baldacci books, which I love, but the narrators of his books are so good, sometimes a full cast, that it's worth getting a little scare now and then. Ron McLarty, by the way, narrates a lot of Baldacci's older titles, and I love his performances. This year, the absolute best audiobook, physical book, all the way around book was Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. Marin Ireland reads the main part of this one, and she's one of my all-time favorite narrators. Michael Urie does a fabulous job as the voice of Marcellus, the mischievous octopus. I love this story so much that after listening to the audio version, I borrowed the hardcover version from the library just to make sure I didn't miss anything while listening to it. This is hands down one of the best books I've ever read. If you haven't yet, give it a try. And if you like listening to enchanting stories, please try the audio version. It's available for download on Libby from the Parson County Library. I discovered S.A. Cosby this year, and he's become one of my favorite authors. His Razorblade Tears is nothing short of amazing. Read by Adam Lazar White, the audiobook is a story to truly get lost in. This tale of two fathers seeking to avenge the deaths of their sons is incredible. And Lazar White's reading is fantastic. I've loved every book written by Swedish author Fredrik Backman. His latest, published in 2022, is The Winners. It's the third in his series about two rival hockey towns. Marin Ireland reads this one, too, and does her usual fabulous job. By the way, the movie version of Backman's first book, A Man Called Uwe, it is coming out in January. It will be titled A Man Called Otto, and it stars Tom Hanks. I'm looking forward to that. I really like The Killing series by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Degard. The books are well-researched and offer interesting insights on historical events and people. I've learned a lot from them. I've read a few, but listened to most. The ones I've listened to feature Robert Petcoff as narrator, and he's another of my favorites. This year, I listened to Killing the Rising Sun about World War II Japan, Killing Kennedy about President John Kennedy, Killing Reagan about President Ronald Reagan, Killing the Killers about Middle East terrorists, Killing the Legends about Muhammad Ali, John Lennon, and Elvis Presley, and Killing England, which is about the Revolutionary War. I really like these histories and love listening to Petcoff read them. To recap, in case you want to make a list, Remarkably Bright Creatures, Razorblade Tears, The Winners, and The Killing series. I'll also list the books on my Facebook page devoted to reading, which is Simply Booked. Search facebook.com/PA Boatwright. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and happy reading.